بنفسي منك إن شاء الله. Okay. Well, as we are awaiting questions to come, let me also mention something. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Yes, I'm advising us. Please let us learn this particular dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and teach all members of our family. Every time when you wake up in the morning, say it 3 times, and in the night, say it also 3 times. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever says this particular dua 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening, no evil whatsoever in the heavens and on the earth will actually cause such a hazard, COVID-19 and other evils. So please let us make it a habit that we do this. It's part of the things that we have forgotten for so many times, but COVID-19 may be a way of reminding us. Say every day, Bismillahi alladhi la yadhurru ma'a ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samaa wa huwa as-sami'ul 'aliim. Say 3 times in the morning, 3 times in the evening, you will be under the cover, under the protection of Allah, from all evils in the heaven and in the house. Alhamdulillah. There are no questions. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Okay, so that means we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the opportunity. Naam, a question is coming. Okay. I can read it here. Somebody is saying, my question is in respect of observing Jama'ah in one's house with only female worshippers. Please throw more light on that. Thank you, dear sister or brother. In such a situation, the rule is that when women are observing their Jama'ah, it's allowed. Let us establish that one first and foremost. If a group of women decide to observe Jama'ah among themselves, there is nothing wrong in that in Sharia. It was practiced by some of the companions, female companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the rule is that the one leading them, the Imam, will be in the middle. They will form just one row, not more than a row, not more than a saw. It's different from when you have a mixture of men and women. If you are all women and form a row, while whoever is leading you among yourselves will be the one of all worshippers. Okay. Yes, what's the question? God prayer up till now, there is a claim that has not been substantiated that the virus can still be active, can still be infectious even upon the death of a victim of COVID-19. So this has not been confirmed. But to please say, Islam encourages us not to take unnecessary chances. If we are in doubt of our safety as believing ones, we can still accord the departed soul, our brother or sister that has died as a result of COVID-19 or any other pandemic, can still accord them the necessary respect. By in Islam, even not in an ordinary situation, if for whatever reason you are unable to perform ritual bath and ghuslu for a dead Muslim, you resort to a tayammum. This is a general rule. There are many instances that warrant this. For example, if a female dies and all those who are around to take care of her, they are all males and they are not related to her as husband or as father or as son. So they cannot have access to our privacy, to our privacy part. So the rule in Sharia is that whenever it becomes impossible for you to perform ghusl on a dead body, then you resort to a tayammum. So tayammum should be the way out in such a situation. And it is also being advised that it should be performed by the medical expert. In most instances, a victim of COVID-19 will most likely die. So what we should do, and I think the highest authority is representing Muslims in Nigeria, the Nigerian Supreme Council for Islamic Affairs, has actually made a release, a press release about a week ago, that they have discussed with the federal government, with state governments at different places, to allow a representative of Muslims among the medical practitioners. May not necessarily be a doctor, but among the healthcare providers that will be responsible for doing what is necessary for a Muslim corpse. So, but if it is possible, if by their own recommendation, the state is going to perform this for him or her, fine. If it becomes impossible, there is a rule, a standard rule in Sharia that says we resort to a tayammum, just as you perform tayammum for a living human being, you also perform tayammum. You know, you can assist somebody to perform ablution, you can assist somebody to perform tayammum if he or she is unable to do that. So we do the same thing for the Muslim corpse who dies of COVID-19. Wallahu a'lam. Habbatu Sawda recommended, highly recommended by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is something that is we Muslims should actually derive pride from. That a non-Muslim governor here in Nigeria has now pronounced it, make it public, that he actually used, through the advice of a Muslim medical doctor, he actually used Habbatu Sawda oil together with honey. The two have been recommended for more than 1,000 years ago for healing so many sicknesses by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I would strongly advise that we should use that and we should actually take pride in so doing as Muslims. You probably still with us now, Madam Yunus. Yeah, because very soon I believe it will be time for Maghrib in some parts of the country, and I learned not all of us are here in the lorry. Or a question has just come in. You will take that one and be the final one. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Although the network wasn't friendly, but I would like you to shed more light on the Jummah prayer during this time. I think we've said this, maybe this questioner was unable to follow us when we discussed that one. Avoid Jummah for the time being. Jummah is a special form of Salah. That was actually legislated for a special reason, and that reason is for Muslims in any location, in every city, in every district, to come out together, abandon their various masajids, salawat, congregation in their masajids, and come to show themselves as one united ummah in a mosque designated for Salat al-Jummah. So for whatever reason, if you are unable to do that for COVID-19 or under that reason, then resorting to observing Salat al-Jummah in our houses that will have 2-3 more or less of people is something that has been discouraged by the majority of contemporary scholars today. And I'm also of this view as well. But we should continue to observe our Jama'ah, as we said, and our own. So I think we, Prophet is still with us. Do we call it a day? We have to start preparing for Salat al-Maghrib now. No, I said we have to end it here because we must be preparing for Salat al-Maghrib now. So thank you very much. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.